Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. Well, just in time for Valentine's Day, Big Dog Productions is putting on a play called Romantic Comedy by Bernard Slade. And here to tell us all about this is Nick Smith, who's directing the show for Big Dog, and Susan Otten, who is in the play. So Nick and Susan, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right. Let's talk about, I don't know this play at all. Tell us about the characters and then how they interact. What's the story?
Well, the story of Romantic Comedy follows a playwright named Jason Carmichael, who writes romantic comedies for a living, and he's just lost his longtime writing partner and is looking for someone new, and he winds up meeting a woman named Phoebe Craddock on the day of his wedding. Decides he wants to try, you know, writing with her, and you know, but at the same time kind of feels that little tug of, you know, maybe love at first sight. And so
on his wedding day.
So but he goes ahead and gets married, and it follows their career and sort of that unrequited link between them over the years.
Is it unrequited both ways? Does she feel like she's interested in him too, or?
I'll let Susan answer that.
Susan, tell us about it.
No, she's definitely in love with him. He's her girlhood idol. She's worshipped him her entire life, and this is just her dream to work with him and be with him, and she instantly falls in love with him. But then, obviously, it is unrequited, so she ends up marrying someone else and evolving in her own way, I guess.
And then other things happen. Can we talk about the other things, or is it better?
Romantic hijinks ensue.
Romantic hijinks ensue. All right, good. Now, Nick, what drew you to direct this particular play? What was it about you about it that caught you?
Well, first off, a couple of people had actually just mentioned it to me that Big Dog was going to be doing it, and they thought it'd be a good fit. I think Susan actually was one of the first people to to mention it, because Steve Vernon, the artistic director over there, had I think talked to you about directing it originally.
Yeah.
But then she decided she wanted to be in it. When I read the script, I fell in love with it. I'm a big fan of sort of the His Girl Friday, you know, rapid fire, fun, classic movie style dialogue, and this is just dripping with it. I mean, it's got so many great one-liners and such great back and forth between the characters, and just thought it'd be really fun to bring that to life.
So there is a great deal of comedy. It is billed as a romantic comedy. Mm-hmm. Are there any dramatic moments as well, or not so much?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Tell us a little bit about your character, Susan. Phoebe's conflicts or her desires, or what it's been like for you to take this role on. What's been difficult for you, or what's been a blast? Any of those.
She's from Vermont.
Is that a challenge?
She's a very sheltered, quirky, self-conscious person, and she does end up evolving, and that's the fun part. The scary part is that I am not a lot of those things. It's difficult for me to play a quirky, weak sort of character. I usually play stronger characters, which I enjoy the challenge, but you know, it's scary sometimes.
Yeah.
But she's fun. She's cute.
And you get to change a lot, which is always interesting for an actor to have a big development arc in the midst of the story, that you start to become someone else.
Yeah, the play takes place over 14 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's definitely an arc there.
Uh-huh.
But then she kind of sort of comes a little full circle.
A little bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the age change throughout the show for all of the actors involved, do you do that really by body attitude and by how you feel about the character rather than, I mean, there's certainly costume differences, probably makeup differences perhaps, but nobody's trying to do age makeup to be 14 years old. That can be a big mistake in a small venue. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit. It's not too terribly bad, though, because it's kind of mid-range. Mm-hmm. Like, my character goes from 25 to 37.
Okay.
So it's not that much. And I think Brian's character goes, 35 to 47?
35 to 40, yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah.
So it's not like it's, you know, we're talking 60s or something where you really have to...
Careful now. Yeah. Be real careful. You got to draw these big, terrible lines on your face, because we know that everybody who's 60s in their 60s is just old.
No.
I mean, old. Okay, I'm revealing my secrets here. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Nick Smith, the director, and Susan Otten, one of the actresses.
Put her foot in her mouth.
I know. No, honey, I'm just teasing you because I can, because I'm in control of the microphones, you know. They're in a play called, or Nick is directing, and Susan is in a play called Romantic Comedy by Bernard Slade. It sounds like it's, Nick was saying, sort of a His Girl Friday thing with a playwright and his assistant or his collaborator. Their relationship or their desire for a relationship and all the things that can happen because of that. Now, the show opens Thursday night, and Nick, I asked Susan, for you, what's been challenging about this, or what's been the most fun?
Well, the fun thing has just been the cast. I mean, we were just talking about it before. This is the seventh show that Susan and I have done together, six with me directing and one with her directing. And several of the other people are people I've worked with before. And, you know, I just always enjoy being able to, you know, have it, because when you're doing it with friends, you know, every rehearsal is just, you know, it's like a little party. So that's really been, you know, we've got Brian Cornoyer, who I worked with in Little Shop, Chase Harrison, I've done several things with, Aaron Hunter, Claire Kiley, Jessica Farmer, who just won a Wilmington Theater Award. So it's a really great cast. So that's really been the fun part for me, is just working with all of them.
Great.
Challenging wise,
It's Susan, isn't it?
It's always Susan. Yeah. I just asked her earlier. I can't believe she hasn't run me off yet after this many shows. But part of the challenge for me is the same challenge for her, because it is an unusual character for her to play. Mm-hmm. So just helping her to find those places where she can be kind of geeky and nerdy and vulnerable in ways that she's usually not was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I should clarify. I'm geeky. I'm just not very vulnerable.
She's a tough.
I don't know how geeky you
she's
are.
She's a tough geek. Well, she's quirky, but she's tough, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. All right. So the show is called Romantic Comedy. It opens this Thursday night, and it runs through Sunday. All the performances are at 8 o'clock in the evening, except the Sunday matinee at 3. It does run for two more weekends, all the way through March 2nd. And each time there's a Thursday performance, they call it Thrifty Thursday, and the tickets are a little bit less. I'll give you information in just a moment about how to get your tickets. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about as well is that I think this must be a real pleasure working for Big Dog Productions, in that they have the Playhouse right there on Castle Street, mm-hmm. the K-Fair Playhouse. Mm-hmm. So you're actually rehearsing in the space where you're going to be producing the play. Is that right? Mostly or not
of?
So much?
Mm. Well, they had some outside companies coming in and doing shows in toward the end of the year and during January. So we were mainly at the Community Arts Center for a lot of the rehearsal. And then we had planned on moving into the space kind of early, and Snowmageddon hit, and we lost a week of rehearsal completely. So we actually just really started, I guess, Sunday night rehearsing in the
goodness.
Space. But
so you've lost a week of rehearsal in there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It's scary.
Yeah. Sounds terrifying to me. At least you don't have some major technical work that has to be done, which, you know,
Aaron Willings is designing the show for us, and he and I, every show I've done, he's been the guy responsible for the set and the lights. And the good side of it is that he gives me really detailed plans for it, so that when we are rehearsing at the Community Arts Center, we can make things very accurate spacing-wise to how it's going to be. The downside of it is that he is, as Rob Mann called him, a mad genius, and likes to make me sets that move and transform. And even on something as seemingly simple as Romantic Comedy, there will be some surprises with what the set does. So that
now I'm scared, because if Rob Mann calls someone a mad genius, and, you know, talk
something.
About the pot calling the kettle black, he is a mad genius himself. So if he thinks somebody else is, this could be really risky.
Yeah, so. But no, he's come up with a brilliant set design that helps us to show that passage of time.
Good.
And it'll be neat to see it all finally come together.
Is he designing the lights as well, or somebody else doing that?
To be perfectly honest, I think him and Audrey McCrumman are sort of tag teaming that a little bit.
Okay.
You know, she's the technical director over there. So,
oh, good. Okay.
But yeah, it's It is pretty straightforward as far as lights and sound and things like that. It's not definitely not the most technically challenging play I've done.
But. When and where is the play set? So is there any period costume business going on?
Yeah, it's set. It begins around 1965 and then, you know, continues on into the 70s. So, yeah, there's definitely we definitely had some work on finding period accurate costuming and set design stuff to set dressing and so on.
Who's been doing costumes for you?
Ron Hassan has done the costumes, and he's done a phenomenal job with it.
There's some fun stuff.
There should be. 1965 on into the 70s. That sounds great.
Well, and with her being, you know, the geeky and nerdy character, she came out last night in one particular ensemble, and it immediately reminded me of Gilda Radner's character from Saturday Night Live, the Rosanna Dana.
Fun.
I about fell out of my chair.
Oh, that's great. The show is called Romantic Comedy, Big Dog Productions. The show is by Bernard Slade, directed by Nick Smith, starring Susan Otten, among other fine actors. And it opens this Thursday night, runs Thursday through Sunday, all performances at 8 in the evening, except Sundays at 3. It runs all the way through March 2nd. The tickets can be obtained by calling 910-367-5237 or go through eTix. If you want more information about Big Dog Productions in general, go to bigdogproductions.org. Susan and Nick, thank you so much for coming in today. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
all right, great. This is WHQR.